Greetings. This is a brief commentary that we're going to title Super Bowl Sunday. This is February the 4th, 2011, 3 days before the Super Bowl Sunday, which is February the 6th. Now, last year, 2010, the Saints and the Colts had played in the Super Bowl, and here we are 2 days away from another Super Bowl Sunday. Now, before I get started, let me just make a few statements. Of course, my name is Robert Reed, pastor of Victory Baptist Church, and we have other sermons, at more lengthy sermons, on the subject of sports and the Olympics, entertainment, football, on our website. And so I'd ask you to please go there to get more information. For instance, these would be sermons that would be preached in our church with a lot of facts and a lot of scriptures and so forth. So I think they would be a blessing to you. Today, I'm just doing a brief commentary to make a few statements to believers about Super Bowl Sunday. Now, I am for God. I am for His kingdom, the Lord Jesus Christ, the truth, the Word of God. I'm for the things that we find in Holy Scripture. Now, the Lord Jesus Himself said in Luke, chapter 16, verse 15, He said, "That which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God." Do you realize that Super Bowl Sunday is very highly esteemed among men? As a matter of fact, last year, there was about 106 million people that watched the Saints and the Colts play in the Super Bowl. In other words, they sat in front of the Babylon box on Sunday afternoon and Sunday night and spent several hours being entertained by the world. Now, is this innocent fun or is it entertainment? We find that sports is one of America's gods. And I'm going to be reading from 1 John chapter 2 and also 2 Timothy chapter 3 during this message. Now, in 1 John chapter 2, we find that in verse 15, God says in His holy word, He said, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." These verses are very clear what the world is and the different aspects or divisions of temptations that is in the world. And these verses are very clear that you and I are not to love this world. In verse 16, he talks about the world, and he mentions the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. In other words, these are all things contrary to God and His Word. He said, "The world passeth away," in verse 17, "and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." I want to say to you that professional sports was unknown in Hebrew culture. When I say Hebrew culture, I'm talking about the Old Testament. I'm talking about the people of God, the people that God gave His law and His covenants and His word to. That is what I'm talking about. Now, as we consider the passage here today, and we consider the subject, Super Bowl Sunday, again, I'd encourage you to listen to our sermons in depth on sports, the Olympics, entertainment, and football that we've done in the last 2 years. We see clearly in our country the cult of sports, and it has carried many from the Lord Jesus Christ. And we see that the Holy Spirit is grieved by this. This year alone, already this week, as teams have arrived in Texas to get ready to play 2011 Super Bowl Sunday, many of the players have already been entertained in strip joints in the city, and that's just the beginning of some of the things that are taking place this year. I believe that the Church of Jesus Christ needs to repent. I believe that there needs to be a solemn assembly called, and that there needs to be praying and fasting this coming Sunday in the house of God. There needs to be the preaching of God's Word. We need to keep God's house and God's people and God's day holy. This is not innocent fun when we come to the subject of Super Bowl Sunday. First of all, it is the breaking of the Sabbath. The NFL publicly violates the day that many Christians in America have set aside to go and worship in the house of God with God's people. Athletes play on Sunday, and Christians watch it on Sunday. Churches either cancel their services on Super Bowl Sunday, or they back up the services to another time, such as 3 or 4 o'clock in the day, or the preachers have very short sermons on that day. The Lord's Day is desecrated. The Lord's house is desecrated in many ways. The Lord's people is desecrated. Many churches will have big screen televisions set up in their church, their fellowship hall, or their sanctuary in order to be able to watch this ball game. So the breaking of God's Sabbath. Secondly, there is much nudity. From the cheerleaders to the commercials to many other aspects of this game. God defines nakedness different than the world. I challenge you to read His Word, especially in Isaiah chapter 47, the first few verses. I'm simply saying to you that nudity leads to lust and immorality. All you've got to do is look at the cheerleaders. Just look at the pictures of the cheerleaders of even last year, and you'll see that the people of God have no business being associated with this. Thirdly, there is the rock and roll music and the things that go on at halftime. Last year, the British rock group Who performed. All you got to do is look at this group and consider their music, and they were the featured rock musicians during halftime of last year. There's beer commercials. There's gambling. It was estimated that over $8 billion exchanged hands last year with Super Bowl Sunday. That's 2010. There is much covetousness when you consider the advertisements, the motels, the restaurants, the travels, everything that goes into this. The fans pay this, that is the fanatics. Players are playing for filthy lucre's sake, and fans are paying them to play. It has become idolatry in America. The television is no more than a giant sewer pipe that is leading into the homes of many people across our land. You have the aspect of the competition of these games. One wins, one loses. This is totally contrary to the spirit of Christianity. Read Philippians 2, 1 Peter 2, Romans chapter 12, and a host of other passages. It's a time of much pleasure and seeking the things of this world. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 4, describes the last days. And in these verses, it says that men shall be lovers of pleasure more than the lovers of God. There is violence associated. There are many injuries that take place in many of the sports in our country, and especially in football. There's even been deaths, trying to knock each other down, trying to hurt one another. People love football because people love to see roughness. They love to see brutality. They love to see somebody's body slammed against the ground. They love this brutal and this brute force that takes place during the game. I just give you 10 reasons why that no Christian should be involved in Super Bowl Sunday. Breaking of God's Sabbath, nudity, rock music, beer commercials, gambling, covetousness, idolatry, competition, pleasure, and violence. This year alone, in 2011, 60-second advertisements cost around $3 million. That shows you very clearly that millions upon millions are involved in this, watching this, participating in this, and I'm simply saying to you that it is out of hell, that it is of the world, that it is not of God, that it grieves the Holy Spirit of God. The cult of sports, as we see it. Again, the churches of the Lord Jesus Christ needs to repent. They need to call a solemn assembly. They need to pray. They need to fast. They need to be preaching God's word. They need to be keeping God's house holy this time of year. This is not innocent fun. It is in violation of the Holy Scripture. What would Jesus do? What would Jesus say about the things that are going on in our country? Would the Lord Jesus Christ and His disciples be participating in the activities that are associated with breaking the Sabbath, nudity, rock music, beer commercials, gambling, covetousness, idolatry, competition, pleasures, and violence? Would Jesus and His disciples be participating in this, or would they be preaching against it? Please think about the things I'm saying to you here today. Please consider what God has to say in His holy word. That which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. In the last days, men shall be lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. And in the passage that we read to begin the message, verse 15 through 17 of 1 John chapter 2 again, the Lord says in His holy scripture, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." As I close this commentary, I simply ask for you to think about the things of God. Are you truly a Christian? Have you been born again? You see, I'm not talking to the world. The world knows no better. I'm talking to the saints of God. Talking to believers. If you have been born again, I say to you clearly today that you need to consider what is of God and what is of the world. We are to present our body as a living sacrifice. We've been called out of the world. We've been called into God's kingdom. And we're to participate in the things of God's kingdom. And we are to deny the world. We are to separate ourselves from the activities and the wickedness and the sinfulness of this world. And again, sports is one of America's gods. It's very clear, even the lost admit that many times in their actions and in their speech. This whole Super Bowl Sunday is centered around covetousness, worldliness. It's a waste of time. It's very prideful. It's addictive. It's idolatrous. And many other words I could give you, many other synonyms, but I'm simply saying to you, if you're a believer today, you need to repent of this. You need to take a stand for the Lord Jesus Christ and keep some holiness in God's house. And God's people need to be in God's house this coming Sunday, worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ, the God of heaven, filled with the Holy Spirit, bringing glory to His precious name. I thank you for listening to this brief commentary. And again, one more time, if you're interested in facts and scripture, dealing with the subject of sports, dealing with the subject of the Olympics, entertainment, or football, please visit our webpage or our website, biblicaltruth.info. Thank you for listening.